Let's dig deeper into one of the week's biggest stories, President Biden's promise to slash U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. The White House Summit on Climate Change is focusing today on how to meet that target, because it will require a major overhaul of the economy. Nathan Holtman is director of the Center for Global Sustainability at the University of Maryland. His team has published a roadmap to reducing emissions by 50%. Nathan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the big things it looks like you are calling for or suggesting is a look at the power grid, electricity. You're going to have to get half of it from renewables. And right now it's at about 20%. So how do you close that gap?
Yeah, well, the great news there is that we're partway there already. The renewables costs compared to even just a few years ago have dropped precipitously and in a way surprisingly. And what that means is that new renewable build out is actually in many places on par or even cheaper than new fossil builds. So deploying clean energy is actually something that is a relatively straightforward proposition. There's a lot of support for it. People tend to like renewable and clean electricity, and there's a lot of benefits of reduced air pollution and improved health.
But what about those 200 coal plants that are still operating in the country? You say that most or all of them would have to go.
That's true. Coal plants turn out to be one of the more polluting sources that we have across all of the economy in the U.S. But at the same time, there's also a lot of really, frankly, aged coal plants. And the trends we've seen over the past few years, driven by the changes in technology costs for renewables, the kind of negative impacts from coal on air quality, and frankly, just other market forces have been driving coal out at an increasingly rapid pace, even in the past few years. It's also important to remember, we're also thinking about enhancements to the amount of electricity we need to consume to produce the same amount of service. And we've seen, again, trends in a very positive direction. Most people are familiar with LED lighting, for example, which has dropped dramatically in cost. And there's lots of other efficiency technologies that are likely to be deployed in this next decade.
Another important sector would be transportation. You say that 2/3 of new cars and SUVs would need to be electric. Describe the leap that would take, because as we know now, just about 2% of the cars on the road are powered by batteries.
Yeah, that's a great point. And basically, this is something that people might actually see more so than, frankly, our electricity grid, because by the end of the decade, something like 60%, 65% of new vehicles will be electric. And that's basically a pretty major change. But right now, when we look at EVs, or electric vehicles, we see that they're really on the cusp of becoming mainstream. There's a lot of demand for new EVs. And frankly, a lot of auto manufacturers have said they're getting out of gasoline internal combustion engines by 2030 or 2035.
And President Biden's trying to dedicate a bunch of money in his infrastructure plan to make that happen. But here's the problem I can foresee here. The average age of U.S. cars on the road is 11 years. They're very expensive. So you're going to have to convince people to get a new car and to get rid of their car that could last them for a lot longer otherwise. How do you approach that challenge?
Yeah, that's a good point. As we all know, we have a car, we drive it until we're ready to get rid of it, and then we just look for a new one or a used vehicle on the market. The same processes will be happening with EVs. And as you noted, there's some funding in the infrastructure packages and planning to kind of build out charging stations, but there's also other things that can happen driven by state and federal policies, such as tax incentives.
Other things you say would help the United States reach this goal are cut carbon in cement and chemical industries and in agriculture, but also things like planting trees.
Absolutely. And this is really important to remember. We're talking about, addressing the 50% goal. That has to happen not just in power and transport, but across all these different sectors. And then, on lands, there's actually plenty we can do. And if, one thing that's relatively straightforward that I think is quite understandable is expanding our forest area, planting trees. That's the kind of thing that actually does, in aggregate, help quite a lot and is going to be really important, not only for us to hit our 2030 goal, but also remembering that this is actually a waypoint in what we imagine will be a longer trajectory toward a net zero emissions economy by roughly 2050.
Given everything that we've just been talking about and the sort of changes it would require in fundamental industries here, how realistic do you think these new targets are from the Biden administration without major support from Congress?
These targets are certainly challenging and ambitious. It's going to take a concerted effort across all parts of the economy, all levels of government, and all parts of society to make it work. Congress will be an important part of that over the course of this decade, and certainly anything Congress can do in terms of new tax credits, incentives, investments as part of the overall reinvestment strategy will be quite helpful. That said, analyses that we've done and others have done have shown that there are multiple possibilities from the federal executive and from states, cities, and businesses across the country.
Nathan Holtman is director of the Center for Global Sustainability at the University of Maryland, explaining the way we might reach President Biden's goal of cutting emissions by half by the end of the decade. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you.